A wife thought once, what should I buy my husband? He loves his television, his electronics. So for Christmas, she gave him a universal remote. And he cried in tears and says, my love, this changes everything. You'll have to think about it a while, and maybe someone can explain it to you. It's very easy to believe that your life can be changed by something or someone else. But the thing is, you are free. How often do young people tell your parents, leave me alone. I got to live my life. I have to make my decision. I'm old enough to decide what's best for me. It is this thirst for freedom and independence that rises in every human heart. From the first time that you can speak, did you ever see a 2 or a 3-year-old run away from their parents and say, I want to be free? And every once in a while they look back to see if their parents are there. This thirst for freedom and responsibility is sometimes frightening. Because in today's gospel, there's a person who's sick, physically sick, and spiritually sick. And before Jesus cures him, he says, your sins are forgiven. Okay? That's a dangerous thing. Because all of a sudden, we have to accept the possibility that with faith and with effort, you can become a better person. Not because of what your parents do, not because of what your husband or wife does, what the government, what the church, but because you have this great power within you to choose your future. Now, every mental health professional will tell you that the best way to become a better person is to confront your weaknesses and sin head on. To look at yourself in the mirror and say, these are the things that I need to change. To be courageous. To say, I will go through the effort of changing my life. Now, it's always easier to change circumstances. I want to become a dancer. I'm going to get nice boots, nice shoes, nice sharavata, nice skirt, nice blouse. I'm going to look good. And after 5 hours of practicing, my bones and my muscles will hurt. And I will be very uncomfortable. But if you want to be a dancer, if you want to see the beauty of a dance done well, you have to go through the pain to express the beauty of what your body can do. And it is the same in your personality and in your choices. Those bad choices that you have done that have made your life difficult, that have made you less beautiful than you can be, echo those words of wisdom that you are free to choose everything, but not everything that you choose makes you free. And you have to go through the pain of change to become a better person if you want to dance through this life in a beautiful way. So be strong and be courageous. There is a reason why Jesus, instead of curing the man's physical disability, first says, your sins are forgiven. Don't worry too much about changing your circumstances, your shoes, your clothes. These are all important, but nothing is as important as you are. Take care of yourself. Change your heart by your choices and by your prayers, so you will be able to dance through life in a beautiful way. There will be pain, But after pain comes a lot of beautiful things. Slava Iisusu Hristu.